you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. Today we are breaking down the internet's latest conspiracy theory, like does Adele have a secret boyfriend? But first, the new twist in Ryan Seacrest's love life. So Ryan and his girlfriend Shayna Taylor have called it quits again. Ryan's rep confirms the news, telling us they actually broke up a while ago but remain friends. Ryan has since been spotted in Mexico with a mystery woman, which, by the way, has Cabo become the place where we just confirm our relationships during quarantine these days? Do you think this is smart for him? Do you think that, I don't know, how do you guys feel about him and Shayna? I mean, the third time already.
I know. Here's the jam, and I think that it's kind of difficult because I love Ryan Seacrest, and I'm only saying this because I've done this in my past. I think whenever you don't have time to date or meet somebody, we as human beings go back to the thing that comforts us. And this merry-go-round, they've been together for 3 years, which would have put them at about May 2017. That's about the time that he moved to New York, that he started Ryan and Kelly, that he was doing American Idol, also doing his radio show.
I think it goes even before
show.
That. No, they've been together for 8 years. 8 years.
But this last run, last run was about 3 years, which means he got back with her right as he was starting Ryan and Kelly. I feel like he just wanted that comfort and companionship while he started this, and she was like the easiest thing to go back to.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I agree with that partially. I do think that they really do love each other and they've had a really long-lasting relationship because there is something about the other person that each of them are obsessed with. But I just think once you get into this sort of toxic pattern, it really doesn't become about being together. It really becomes about the thrill of getting back together. And you almost never know, like, okay, we're off right now, but who really knows? Like, we're probably gonna get back together. And you sort of rely on that instead of really taking a second to be like, okay, we've been together for now 8 years, which is probably most of her 20s. She's stunning, 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 stunning. I just feel like at some point, I hope now is the time that she realizes, all right, I had an amazing time with this man. I love him. We had great memories, but I really want to go and find my forever partner, somebody that I can start, if she wants one, but you know, get married, start a family, and really just be with somebody consistently. I feel like most people do want that, and I feel like now's probably the time for her to be like, if Ryan's never gonna be that person for me based on the history that we have had, it's probably time to just let this be the last breakup. It's just, it becomes a waste of time.
Yeah, but that's after 4 years. But not after eight, you're just like, okay, I'm already on this merry-go-round. I'm already in this toxic cycle of break up, get back. It's hard to jump off something when it's ingrained in you since your 20s. Your 20s are your formative years.
Yeah, and I think you eventually hit that point where you're like, okay, I'm hitting my mid to late 20s, and as a woman, you're thinking, okay, family, will I be able to have kids? Does he want to have kids? It's gone on so long. If you haven't locked it down at this point, it's probably never going to happen, and then you eventually just get over it.
And also, there's also no, I mean, I think they're both amazing people, and I'm really happy for them to be happy, but at what point do you realize, like, there's no forward motion in the relationship? Like, you can get back together so many times, go on trips so many times, have makeup sex so many times. Like, if you're not gonna take your relationship to the next level in any way, like, at what point do you just say, like, look, it is what it is. We had a good time. Like, time to move on to something else. And also, it's probably hurtful for her that he's out of town with another girl so soon. Like, she doesn't, I mean, I'm sure she doesn't want to deal with that crap.
But wait, who knows? Maybe she was the one who didn't want to commit to him. Maybe she was like, you know what? I need to try something else. Or this is not working for me because I'm trying to do this whole CBD thing. It could have been her who was like, bye.
That is a very good and valid point, because I think a lot of times we kind of think, oh, it's probably Ryan because he is married to the game, or not the game, but the hustle, and he works so hard and does so many things that it's like, oh, how could he have time for her? But it could very well be her as well. So yeah.
Good point.
You're right. Yeah, and by the way, I was just gonna say.
Yeah, we will continue to be on Cabo watch to see if any other relationships come out of there. All right, you guys, let's get to Anne Hathaway, who is sharing a big Hollywood secret. Director Christopher Nolan doesn't let anyone sit down on his set. Listen to what she told Hugh Jackman on the Variety Studio Actors on Actors series.
Chris also doesn't allow chairs.
Doesn't he?
I've heard of them twice. Doesn't allow chairs, and his reasoning is if you have chairs, people will sit, and if they're sitting, they're not working.
And he's right.
Yeah. And he winds up, he has these incredible movies in terms of scope and ambition and technical prowess and emotion, and always arrives at the end under schedule and under budget. So I think he's onto something with the chair thing.
Okay, so is this no chairs thing genius or bizarre?
My question is, does he not get a director's chair either? Like, is he filming the entire movie standing up? Because if that's the case, fine. Because if you're not gonna give other people chairs, then you don't get an MF chair. Like, you gotta make that fair. As somebody who literally, her favorite thing to do is sit, I could not imagine being in a Christopher Nolan set because I would lose my mind. But if it's working for him, then I'm happy. But I just think he needs to make sure that he doesn't get a seat either.
Ooh, I like that. Does anybody ever subscribe to this thing called Masterclass? Anybody?
No. I've seen it, but I've not subscribed.
Which one are you subscribing to?
So you pay $50 a month. And basically, it's all these professionals from different industries, these titans of sorts. And you get to hear about how they took the game and kind of elevated it. And it's so funny because throughout all of these industries, you realize that people didn't follow other people's rules. They kind of sort of did what they thought would work, and they took a chance on it. And it seems like Christopher Nolan is saying, I know everybody wants to be comfortable, but this is what works for me. That's why his movies are on time, under budget, and amazing.
Which the fact that she said that his movies are under budget, I mean, The Dark Knight, like how he did that, right? Yeah. How is that movie under budget? Like that's, to me, like the effects that he uses, I mean, good for him.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I wouldn't mind trying this, you know, for a couple months. But, you know, if I'm going to be in a Christopher Nolan film, I could do this. And also, like, think of all of the health benefits that come with standing all of these hours. You're losing, yes. You're cutting your calories, or you're just burning calories. You are staying alert and awake and active. So I can try that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys, it's time for a new Hollywood conspiracy theory. I mean, it's not really new, but rumor has it Adele and Skepta have taken their rumored romance next level. Now they've been seen on Instagram getting flirty. Adele shared this photo of herself wearing the same gown she wore during her 2016 Glastonbury Music Festival performance on BBC, and Skepta commented, "Finally got your Instagram password, LOL." Adele responded with a winking emoji and a red heart. And then this has everyone, of course, wondering if Skepta is the one who took the photo. So these two have actually been linked since last October. And, you know, I think people really ship it. What do you guys think is going on here?
I think Adele and Skepta are bored in quarantine. And I think Adele is playing with the idea of this because this man is 5,400 miles away in England, and the EU has just closed its borders. So she ain't got a shave, she ain't got a wax, she ain't got to dye her hair to flirt with this man. And trust and believe, the minute he's like, hey girl, I found a private jet, I'm going to come and chill with you, she's gonna be like, wait, this was supposed to be online flirting, this is too much.
Like, so you're absolutely positive online that he isn't already there? He already took the private jet? And like October of last year, we were not in quarantine.
Listen to this. Adele's husband lives across the street from her in the house directly across the street.
Ex-husband.
her ex-husband, the last thing she's doing is bringing a dude in quarantine and messing up that flow. You're going to have to wait till after these 6 months are over and then come through.
No, that's like the first thing she's doing. That's the first thing she's doing. Inviting Skepta over.
Tell him, Aaron,
you can't
please.
Hide a man like that. You can't hide a man like that in Bel Air.
She's not trying to hide it.
No, I agree. And by the way, you do not send a heart and winking emoji to somebody if you haven't seen them naked.
Exactly.
You don't do that.
I love this couple, so keep it up, Adele and Skepta. All right, you guys, up next, the actress who says she was turned down to play Olivia Pope in Scandal, plus one-night stands are about to be on the rise. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's talk about Sandra Oh, who recently revealed on the Variety Studio Actors on Actors series that she wanted the role of Olivia Pope on Scandal. At the time, Sandra was on Grey's Anatomy, so she went to the creator of both shows, Shonda Rhimes, and asked if she could do both roles. Shonda said no. The role of Olivia Pope obviously went to Kerry Washington, and it was a huge success. What do you guys think? Sandra Oh as Olivia Pope, could this have worked?
It wasn't in the Shonda Rhimes year of yes. You remember when Shonda Rhimes did that whole year that she said yes to everything? I think what happens when you're a writer on a show is that you see yourself in a character. So I think that Kerry Washington was casted as this person because that's who Shonda Rhimes saw when she saw herself. And I also think when she looked back at all the shows, she was like, all right, on Grey's Anatomy, we went ahead and we had a girl steal a heart for a dude she's never met that she fell in love with. And on How to Get Away with Murder, I went ahead and had a freshman kill someone and make it to senior year. What can I do to top that? She was like, aha, I'm gonna have the president have an affair with a black woman on national TV, on ABC, take that. Like, that's what Shonda Rhimes was doing. She was pushing the boundaries.
Clearly, yeah. I don't watch Scandal. I know everyone's obsessed with it. I know. So I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I do love Sandra Oh. So I think if she were to have played Olivia Pope, I think she would have done a good job. But I do think that it makes sense that it is Kerry Washington because she's obviously good. And if you haven't seen Little Fires Everywhere, which I did watch with Kerry Washington, you should watch that because that's also very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And also, like, Sandra Oh couldn't have just left Grey's at that time. She was like Christina Yang in the thick of it. Like, mm-hmm. She had so much left to do on that show. And then, of course, she went on to do Killing Eve and got all the accolades for that role. So I think it all worked out.
Worked
how
out.
It was supposed to work out. Yeah. So, all right. Moving on to Julianne Hough, Mary-Kate Olsen, and Cara Delevingne. They are just a few of the stars who are newly single, so they may be looking for love, just like so many other people. But, you know, finding romance this summer is a little different than normal. So we're going to kick off today's round of Do It or Ditch It by talking about one-night stands. Sexuality coach Ashley Cobb believes many people are touch and companion deprived, so she thinks one-night stands will be on the rise as the country continues to reopen, although I feel like this is just contributing to the country reclosing.
Right.
What do you guys think? Do it or ditch it?
Don't judge over there, married on that side, okay?
Okay. I am hardly the one to judge those kinds of things. I think if you can do it safely and you find somebody that you're attracted to online or whatever, I say do it. So I wasn't gonna ditch it. Do all your one-night stands.
I say ditch it because I think what people were, and this is why, because I'm not a prude. I am not a prude. You need to find that quarantine bae who you trust. will be careful, who will not expose you to anything, especially COVID-19, who you can hang out with during this quarantine. I think a lot of people in March started pairing up and getting into these pseudo relationships, and I think that's the smartest way to do it. That's the safest way to do it. So one night stands, I'm ditching it.
Oh, I'm with you, Justin, ditching it. Have you seen the numbers, you guys? Let's be safe out there and let's be responsible. Ditch it.
Sorry, I'm ditching Morgan. Both of you. I'm ditching both of you right now. What's the next one? Ridiculous. Set me up.
All right, the next one.
Yeah, big hug.
The Bachelor's Dean Ungler and Kaylin Miller-Keys recently opened up about the commitment rings they've been wearing. Dean explained, "I don't need the title of husband to show the world that I'm committed to one person." He adds, "It's one of those comforting things where you can wake up in the morning and see your partner wearing that ring and be like, okay, yes, they know I'm committed to them," and vice versa. How do you guys feel about commitment rings? Do it or ditch it?
Dean, what did she find in that phone? You don't just wake up and put on a commitment ring. I'm going to ditch it, because when you put on a commitment ring, that usually means that you don't trust your man.
If I have a commitment ring, does it have a diamond on it? If it's just a band, I'm not for it. But if you're gonna give me like a legitimate engagement ring and we don't get married, I'm all for that. But like just a band, I don't need a band from you. I can get that from like an arcade or something.
Oh! Wow, okay, well, I'm ditching it, because I feel like if you're not gonna go the actual step of that commitment, you still have no stake in the game. Like,
right?
You could literally take off that ring anytime. It means nothing to you if you are not actually committed to this person in a marriage form. I don't know, that's
exactly
how I feel about it.
Yes,
the only commitment ring. The only commitment ring I need is like when you go to Sonic and you get those fries and they put that one rogue onion ring in there. If you give me that, I know that you love me.
I love onion rings. Onions are so good, especially when you can bite into them. They don't like just the onion doesn't come out, you know?
Oh, yeah, so good. All right, you guys, we got to go to commercial. Coming up, we've got Survivor winner Wendell Holland, and he's telling us about the big change he's asking the show to make.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The winner of Survivor Ghost Island, Wendell.
That was Wendell Holland with one of the most dramatic Survivor wins in the franchise's history. And Wendell, you've teamed up with other Survivor stars and are asking CBS to expand the inclusion of Black and Indigenous people of color on Survivor. How did this come together, and what made you decide to get involved?
Well, you know the current climate in America, and Survivor prides itself on staying ahead of the curve when it comes to social issues, or at least staying up to date. And myself and other survivors thought that this would be the great opportunity, a great opportunity for Survivor to show what a great show it is, and to show that they too can include and show a diverse cast and diversity in production and whatnot. So there are things that we kind of thought of that could maybe improve Survivor and can allow Survivor to kind of change the nation, actually.
And we should note that we've reached out to CBS for comment and haven't heard back at this time. But we are starting to see some changes within the world of reality TV. The Bachelor will finally feature a Black lead with Matt James. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm glad. I don't watch The Bachelor, but I have heard about Matt James, and I'm glad that they're finally doing something like this. This is a problem in the whole reality sphere, and I think that shows like Survivor can kind of lead and be on the forefront and show, you know what, we are including more, we're showing more Black stories, we're showing the full Black experience, and that's what we're asking for. And I applaud The Bachelor for finally having a Black Bachelor.
And you already have 2 seasons of Survivor under your belt, and I know you were a longtime fan of the show. Was your experience what you expected?
My first experience was great. I was over the moon excited to go out there and win on my first time. My second experience was different. I went on a season of all winners for Winners at War, and everyone was out there to really play hard. So my second experience wasn't as great as my first experience, but I think what it did was it allowed me to see that there can be improvements. This is such a great show, but I think that my second portrayal was kind of like more so one-sided. And so then I actually lived what many other Black castaways have lived and experienced. So now I can say, hey, look, I think there is a better way of telling Black stories, maybe bringing in storytellers or producers or even more therapists that are African-American that can actually truly tell our stories and see from our viewpoint what we experience out there.
Wow, those are actually some really good suggestions for the show. I mean, I think that can really change the game for people who are interested or maybe have an inkling of a thought that they want to join. If they asked you back for round three, would you accept?
Yeah, I'd accept. I still love the show, you know, and I'm a competitor at heart, so I'm ready to go out there and compete against anybody. But, you know, and get my second win. You know, I was supposed to win Winners at War. That didn't happen, but I think I still got something in the tank.
We've also been seeing you do a lot of furniture design. I've been stalking you on IG. Can I get some custom furniture?
Oh yes, my company is Beeve Unlimited, B-E-V-E Unlimited on Instagram. I build and design custom furniture out of reclaimed wood. I got you, Aaron. I'll hook you up with something. I'll send something to you.
Yes, please. I need a new shoe rack.
I got you. I'm sure you got plenty of shoes.
Thank you, Wendell, so much for joining us. You are the best. Good luck with everything. Bye.
Appreciate it.
All right, you guys, let's wrap some things off with some feel-good stories presented by AT&T. AT&T is building 5G on America's best network. So we've got Broadway actor Robert Hartwell just bought his first piece of real estate with an emotional meaning. He learned that this home was built by slaves in 1820. When the real estate agent asked Robert why he wanted such a big house, he said it's a generational move. He said he wished he could tell his ancestors when they were breaking their backs to build this home that a gay, free Black man was going to own it and fill it with love. How do you guys feel about this?
Amazing.
Yeah,
I've seen this.
Move.
Yeah. You should ask him if you can move in. I mean, I've seen this story a few times. I mean, the photo's amazing. He's so cute. I'm so happy for him. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, just buying a home in itself. So the fact that he was able to do that, good for him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine what Robert's going to tell his kids when they grow up in that house? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
Incredible stories for generations to come. A little boy named Marcella was adopted by a family who had a senior dog named Minnie. Marcella was scared of dogs when he joined the family, but Minnie helped him get over that fear, and now the two are inseparable.
Oh,
how cute is this?
Oh my God. That's very cute.
Oh my God.
You guys, I'm a sucker for dogs. Give me all the dog stories.
So cute. The hammock. Oh, forget it.
And finally, a story that's been around for a while but has gone viral again. A man had wanted to do something special for his wife of 30 years who became withdrawn after losing her sight. So he spent 2 years planting a massive flower garden for her so that she could smell and spend time outside. Ah, so romantic. I love it. That's our show, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.